Hey, it's Xander with the Kegel Weekend Ride Report on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Johnny Alex is here.
Xander, how's it going?
It's good, man. Johnny of Kegel Harley Davidson. The weather finally broke. I noticed you brought your bike here today.
Uh-huh.
That story is really, really cool. You found the bike you let go years ago. You didn't find the exact one, but the model that you were pining to have back.
It was
just fell in your lap.
Meant to be, man. It's one of those things that I think if you think about something hard enough and put everything you got to it, from the job to riding motorcycles to the weather, I think we've all had a chance and seen that in our lives before.
Yes. You thought about it hard enough, and now you're riding that, and that helmet is sweet.
You like that, don't you?
I love it. The Easy Rider helmet, come on. It's a classic design.
50th anniversary this year of that good old movie. Made me want to ride when I was a kid, so coming up on that, I had to buy that helmet and ride it around like, you know, a little retro king or something.
Yes, absolutely. So this weekend, Paws and Claws ride, right?
I'm excited as all can be. That was something that we put together here on the Weekend Ride Report because a customer of ours said, hey, I want to do something good for Noah's Ark. I love that place. Let's do a ride and take donations. I said, you're on. So we went out the other day and scoped out a ride out by Mount Carroll and those winding roads back there. We're going to take everyone on a what I'd call a casual country cruise. And then wind up at Bobbers or wherever. But Bobbers was the main destination. And, you know, it's a suggested donation of whatever you can donate. From a dollar to 20, maybe whatever you got, man. Let's help Noah's Ark out because they are one of the best things in town.
And I love that really got started here with the Kegel Weekend Ride Report. And it's really that easy. You go see Johnny at the dealership or email us. WeekendRideReport@KegelHD.com. You've got an idea? Johnny will make it happen.
You betcha. We sift through those things every day, look at all of them, try and plan them out so when we can talk about them on the radio. And I'm so thankful the community has been so receptive on it and really working with us and suggesting ideas. It's just fun to see people doing that, man.
And for new riders, Kegel Harley-Davidson offers a riding course, which Lou, our very own Lou, took last week and he passed. He said, wow, was that comprehensive. It really makes you think, and he's never been on a bike before.
Oh,
but
no?
if a Lou could do it,
that's right.
Anybody can do
That's right.
And then that leads me to this. You guys have riding tech classes, which offers a refresher. I think that's important for anybody who rides.
Absolutely, man. We all get stagnant in our whatever we're doing. It never hurts to brush up on any of your skills, and especially on a motorcycle. Like we talk about, as the weather gets better, so does the traffic on the roads, and so does the activity in the community. To come and get a free brush-up class, it's on Saturday, June 15th, down at the dealership. We have some awesome instructors, and they're going to take their time on that day and show you how to do some stuff you might have forgotten, or just refresh those things that you got stale on. But bring your own bike and proof of insurance, and you got a free class of technique all day.
That F word you used, what was it?
Free.
Yes, I like that. And that day is also the Baca ride.
Correct.
Right?
Bikers Against Child Abuse. Every year we do a nice ride called the Superhero Ride, and this year it's been moved up. It's typically been closer to the fall, but since the weather's kind of pushing everyone to do fun things.
Let's do it.
Let's do it now. So we're going to have the superhero ride. And if you want, that's a ride where everybody that comes usually dresses up in their favorite superhero garb. So if you got a Superman cape at home, some dude full Superman last year. The underwear, the whole nine yards, dude.
The tights.
You bet. Batman, we've had Flash. We've had every superhero you can imagine. So it's really cool to see some grown adults having some fun, ride their scooters around town, doing it for a good reason, for kids, man.
And that'll get you noticed on a bike.
Oh, boy.
Nobody's going to miss Superman on a motorcycle.
Hell no. If I was going to dress up as a superhero, I'd have to go with the Wonder Twin powers, you know, me and someone else.
Yeah. Activate.
Form of, yeah, that's exactly right.
That's awesome. Now, we've been talking, we can't really reveal anything, but backroom talks about trying to figure out what the next big thing is to get you a chance to get into a Midsummer's Nightmare with Zombie Manson. We'll be doing something with Kegel. Just keep listening to these Weekend Ride Reports, because as things develop, you will know about them.
That's right.
Right here.
We get asked every day, hey, we get phone calls, we get people stopping in, did I miss my chance? And I said, just hang tight. Guys down at the X are putting together some new ideas, and we're going to make it even more fun to win some tickets. So just hang tight. By the way, thanks for coming into the store lately. The people that won the contest have been super cool. Everybody's been really grateful, and I just want to send a shout out to those people, and that's the main part.
So, Johnny, as I was cutting grass this past weekend, I was very conscious of something that you've talked about several times, keeping the clippings off the road.
Yes, sir.
I never realized how dangerous it was, But now that I see other people doing it and driving by in my car, and it's like, wow, I could see how that grass that is wet can be a hazard to a motorcycle rider.
Absolutely. I want to say thank you to you and everyone else on the behalf of the motorcycle community. It's very much appreciated. It just makes it that much more fun to go out on the road when you know that people are, have a conscious effort involved in keeping us safe. So thank you very much, Winnebago County area, Rockford area, and all the surrounding areas. Thank you.
Yeah, and spread the news, you know, spread the news. I wasn't aware of that.
It's actually illegal.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, then we spread the news. It's even illegal. It's so illegal. Make sure to keep those grass clippings off the road. Keep your fellow bikers safe. In case you didn't know it, now you do.
Thank you very much.
All right, Kegel Weekend Ride Report. Johnny Alex here and gone. I'm Xander. We will do this again next Wednesday. And if you ever can't listen to it as it airs Wednesdays at about 5:20 here on the X, make sure you know to go to the xrockford.com and catch the podcast there. And in closing, I should say, if you have something you would like us to talk about on the Kegel Weekend Ride Report, hit us at weekendridereport@kegelhd.com or go see that guy there, Johnny Alex, at Kegel Harley Davidson at Harrison and Perryville.
That's right. I'll be at your service. Just come on in the doors.